Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Oh, good afternoon. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock. And if you were listening in the last half hour, welcome back. We're going to continue. I was a guest on the previous program with Pastor John Lutz on Where is God's Word?
Yeah, you
word.
Announced that last week,
I
too.
Did that, didn't I?
You did that last week.
I get it in my mind. For the cause of Christ.
That's it,
and,
yes.
And I'm sorry. I'm going to put his church out on the east side again, too, or something. But he's
probably.
Pastor. I'll let him introduce himself. Brother Lutz, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me again. It's always a joy to be with you. And thanks for letting me fill in last week for you. It's always an honor to sit in your chair, in the captain's chair over there. But my name is John Lutz. I pastor the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. We've been there now about 15 years, 14 and a half, if we want to be accurate there. But we'd love for you to come on out. We're located at 2051 Quail Street, and that's Lakewood, Ohio, 44107. And we can be reached at 216-521-3800, or you can reach us, see us on the web at northcoastbaptist.org. And if you're up in our area, we'd like to invite you out for services. We have 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock on this coming Sunday.
All right. And, of course, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And more information about that at the end of the program. But we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express located in Northern Summit County, right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross, 5171 Brecksville Road's the address there. And you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And we are also on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And hey, I don't know if I want to mention this too loudly, but we've been broadcasting on Facebook Live in the last half hour, and it's still working. I left it going during the break there, so if you were listening, you probably heard the various advertisements that normally go out over the station, but so I cannot necessarily endorse or not endorse anything that was or was not said during that. So I give my own disclaimer, but we're glad if you were listening the last half hour that you stuck with us. And of course, if you weren't listening in the last half hour, let me review real quick. We were talking about what day was Jesus crucified on, and we were talking about how on Palm Sunday, Jesus entered into Jerusalem, looked around in the temple, and then if you don't read carefully comparing scripture with scripture in the various gospel accounts, Matthew looks like he cleansed the temple that day, but Mark makes it clear that he looked around, left, and then Mark and Luke point out that he came back the next day. Right. That's when he cleansed the temple.
Right.
And then they taught and everything, and then went back, possibly had the feast at the house of Simon the leper, although I would allow that might have happened prior to Palm Sunday, maybe on that Saturday or something. But and it's possibly that night that Judas Iscariot became disgruntled with Jesus and decided, you know, it's where the devil led him to betray Christ. And then Tuesday morning, Jesus returned to Jerusalem, and he spent the day teaching in the temple, and they went up on the Mount of Olives. This is something that we didn't bring up in the last half hour. That's where they had the Olivet Discourse, where they asked about the end of the age and all. And then they returned back into Jerusalem that evening. And then at about the time the sun went down is when they observed the Last Supper. They had what amounted to a Passover supper or Seder, although it was not yet the day of Passover. That's going to be the next night. This was the day when the sun went down, and again, a quick review, the Jewish days of the week, first day, second day, etc., were counted from sunset to sunset. So when the sun set on Tuesday evening, it now became the next day on the Jewish calendar, which would be the day of the preparation of the Passover. This is the day that the lambs were slain at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which would be Wednesday. This is still the day of the Passover. It gets confusing for us because we would say, well, Tuesday and Wednesday are two separate days.
Yeah.
But after sunset Tuesday until sunset Wednesday is the day of the preparation of the Passover. And so Jesus had the Last Supper. That's when they went out, crossed into the Garden of Gethsemane. They prayed into the wee hours of the morning. Judas Iscariot and the soldiers came, and Jesus was betrayed with the kiss. Then he went to the high priest and eventually wound up before Pilate as the sun's coming up on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that he was crucified at 9 a.m., the third hour of the day. And again, now that's another thing that we pointed out, that we're talking about the third hour from when the sun came up. Now, they did not have clocks like we have,
right.
So their hours were a little different than what we think of an hour. They divided the daylight hours into 12 hours and the nighttime hours into 12, night into 12 hours. They still had 24 hours, but the hours varied in length because of that. So sunrise was always 6 a.m. Sunset was always 6 p.m. And noon, when the sun was at its highest point, it was always noon. So if you looked at about a 45-degree angle for the sun, that would be 9 a.m., third hour of the day, 6, 7, 8, 9, third hour of the day.
Yeah.
And then the sixth hour of the day, as you pointed out in the last half hour, is the darkness came across the earth at the sixth hour of the day, which would be high noon,
yeah.
12 o'clock.
And the brightest part of the day, basically.
Yeah, exactly. The sun's at the highest point.
Yeah, the darkest.
And darkness comes over the face of the land.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that convinces the Roman soldier that's there, a centurion,
yeah.
that this must be the Son of God.
Yeah.
So a miracle took place. It's kind of interesting to think about it. And darkness was there for the next 3 hours until
yeah.
he gave up the ghost. He died at 3 p.m., which is the ninth hour of the day.
Right. Now, there's something else that happened, too, because I remember going through this, you know, when you're studying and studying the timeline of this, you it's really important to have a harmony of the Gospels.
Right.
You've got to, you know, maybe print out all of them, have them next to each other, compare them, and see. There are no contradictions in the Bible, so you understand that, you know that. So there are complements to each account by each writer as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance to do, so we understand greater. For instance, he goes before Pilate, and let's see, that would have been Wednesday morning, what we would know of Wednesday morning.
Right.
But then the Bible says Pilate sent him to Herod. So I began questioning, say, okay, well, what kind of time frame are we looking at between, you know, sending Pilate to Herod? And then you find out, you know, why did he send him to Herod? Because he found out Jesus was a Galilean. So being Herod, that was Herod's jurisdiction, he sends him to Herod. Well, the Bible tells us that Herod just happened to be in Jerusalem at that time. So sometime between what we would say 6 o'clock in the morning, and of course they crucify him at 9 o'clock, what we know is 9 o'clock, sometime in that 3 hours, he's delivered to Pilate. Pilate mm-hmm. finds out Herod's there, and my understanding is Pilate and Herod really didn't have a good relationship.
Right.
But he sends him to Herod, and it's amazing what animosity towards Jesus will bring camaraderie. What do they say? The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly Pilate and Herod are friends because they're against Christ, and so is everybody else. So within that 3 hours is when he gets taken to Herod. And Herod, of course, and his soldiers, Herod is excited because Herod is obviously thinks Jesus is more of a magician and, you know, wants to see the miracles. Hey, do this for
right.
me.
And he, remember earlier, he was wondering because of John the Baptist.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And he wanted to see John the Baptist. And then when he heard about Jesus, he was wanting to hear about Jesus.
Yeah, and so, and then his soldiers end up mocking and beating Jesus, and they send him back to Pilate. So within that short time frame, that also happens before Jesus is crucified at 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
That he's up there. So
yeah, and I know we're going through a lot of things fast, and I do have on my website at livewithpastoral.com a study here that I put together some years ago a couple of years ago called What Day Was Jesus Crucified On? So if you go to livewithpastoral.com, you can find that, and I'll also put it up on our Facebook page again, too. And we're kind of looking at that here a little bit, and unfortunately, neither you or I have the money to have hours on the radio like some other people do. So,
well, yeah, I mean, I know I don't, but you know.
Well, you spent all yours on that. Well, never mind.
Yeah, right, sure.
But I was going to say we're kind of glossing over a lot, yeah. But at the same time, we call this, you know, the time of his passion.
Yeah.
We call it the Passion Week. And even though the most of the world recognizes this as Good Friday, you and I believe that Jesus has already been on the cross since Wednesday morning.
Yeah. And he's been in the grave since Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Because high Sabbath.
I shouldn't say on the cross since Wednesday morning. He was on the cross Wednesday. He's been in the grave. I misspoke there. Been in the grave. See, I corrected you last half.
To say it too. So. See, you're wrong. I get to correct you. So, see, you read what you sow. No, I'm
off
just
my
good.
Program. No.
Shut his mic off.
Yeah, no. No, but you're right. He was in the grave during this time. And,
well, let's talk about this, Brother Al. Yeah. You know, most people, you know, we've run up the argument already about Friday and say, okay, well, why people, you know, may believe it's Friday, why it's taught Friday. And you brought up, I think, I don't know if it was this time or the last, I think the last half hour, you brought up about, you know, the Sabbaths and we brought up very quickly about it would have been sometime at the end of, after the Sabbath on Saturday.
Right.
So what if somebody came to you and said, well, okay, so it's not Friday, and you said Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and 3 days, three nights. Well, then what about Thursday? Why isn't it a Thursday? Yeah. And why? Because you would have Thursday, you would have Friday, you would have Saturday, and then Sunday would be, you know, Sunday morning.
Saturday night.
There's the resurrection. Yeah. And so maybe you can walk
Thursday
us through
work,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, why doesn't Thursday work?
Yeah, and when I first started looking into this some time ago, and it was prompted by, as I mentioned in the last half hour, Matthew chapter 12, where he's given the sign of Jonah being in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights. In verse 40, he says that he would be in the grave 3 days, in the heart of the earth, 3 days and three nights. And twice he stresses three nights there.
Right.
And so, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that would be 3 days. Friday night, Saturday night, you only get two nights.
Right.
So you could have Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the 3 days, and then Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night for the three nights.
Yeah.
And so you say, well, wouldn't Wednesday be too many? It'd be an extra night, wouldn't it? Well, let's take a look at a couple things here. One of them is, you have to remember, after Jesus was crucified, they wanted him off the cross because of the Sabbath coming up. And we had pointed out that it was a high Sabbath, a high day.
Right.
And this is different than the weekly Sabbath, because the Passover day was a high Sabbath. Sabbaths weren't just the seventh day of the week.
Right.
There were other days that were Sabbaths. And so they won them off, and Jesus died on the cross at 3 a.m. That's the time they were killing the Passover lamb, or 3 p.m. And that's the time they were killing the Passover lambs. Remember, he was our
Passover lamb.
Right. He was our sacrifice for our sin. And that's why Jesus died on the cross. That goes back to when Abraham was tested, would you withhold Isaac from you if I asked you to sacrifice him? Remember Abraham, when Isaac said, where's the lamb? And Abraham in faith said God would provide himself a lamb.
Yeah, well, how prophetic and, that
now,
was.
Now, he did provide a lamb for sacrifice in place of Isaac, but it also pictured that he would provide himself a lamb in substitution for us. Remember, the wages of sin is death. Because of our sin, we deserve eternal death.
Right.
But Jesus died on the cross, and he tasted death for us. He died in our place. Some people say, well, how can a few hours suffering on the cross equate to an eternity in hell? Remember, God's an eternal being. He's outside of time. That moment on the cross to an eternal being is eternity.
Yeah.
That moment is just as real to him as it was from our human perspective some 2,000 years ago. So Jesus dies on the cross. They get them into the grave of Joseph of Arimathea, because they were near there, and Joseph and Nicodemus came, asked Pilate for the body, and they put him in the grave, but they didn't have time to do much because the Passover was a high Sabbath.
Sure.
Now, here's the thing. The scribes and the Pharisees, the Jewish leaders, go to Pilate, and they demand that the grave be made secure because they knew of Jesus' talk about coming out of the tomb after 3 days, and they didn't want the disciples to come and take that. Well, they could not go to Pilate during the high Sabbath.
Okay.
Because he's Gentile.
Yeah.
And they couldn't go into a Gentile's court and all that and do that kind of business on the high Sabbath of the Passover okay. without becoming unclean.
Right.
So they would have had to wait until after the sunset, and the Passover is now over, even though this is now Thursday evening.
I would say that's now we're in the Thursday
yeah,
evening.
Yeah, we're in Thursday evening. The Passover is now over. If this is Thursday evening,
right.
then Thursday evening, the weekly Sabbath started. They still can't go to Pilate.
Well, that
they would not have been able to go to Pilate until Saturday night.
Well, the weekly Sabbath would have started Friday night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If he did it on Thursday, the so Sabbath would have started Thursday night at, or I'm sorry, I'm going to get myself confused.
Yeah, you're
here.
Ahead of day.
I'm ahead of day myself. That's why we have it written down here. The Passover Sabbath ended at sunset on Thursday, and I believe this is in Matthew chapter 27, there, starting about verse 62, is where they went to Pilate, and they asked, because they had to do it after the Sabbath was over.
They basically in between Sabbaths.
Yeah, so
you
Jesus,
have one day in between Sabbaths.
Yeah, so if
right.
Jesus was crucified on Thursday, they wouldn't have had that day.
Right. Yeah, they couldn't have gone.
Because it would have been Friday night.
That's right, yeah.
The Sabbath would have started Friday night.
That's right.
So they couldn't have gone until, that's what I was saying, until Saturday after the sunset.
Right.
So they went. And the other thing, too, remember the women wanted to prepare spices to anoint the body of Jesus.
Yeah.
If Jesus was crucified on Thursday and the Passover was, you know, and all this like we're talking about, they could not have bought spices until after the sunset on Saturday. Well, the market's not going to be open until the next morning.
Right.
So when did they buy the spices? They didn't know he was going to die on the cross. So Thursday, the Sabbath ended at sunset. The Jewish leaders could go to Pilate, demand that the guard, the tomb is sealed, the guard is set. That happens. Jesus is now in the tomb one day and one night. Then Friday, now we're into Friday, and during the day, it's not the Sabbath yet until Friday at sunset.
Right.
So the women can go and buy spices. They can buy the stuff that they want.
That's when they bought everything.
But they also had a lot of work because they just had the Passover, and they have all that stuff that went in with that. And, you know, ladies today preparing for big celebrations and all, and people over, it's a big thing, families gathered.
Right.
So they had to take care of a lot of things, and they had to prepare for the weekly Sabbath coming up at sunset. So they only had a certain amount of time. They didn't have time to go to the tomb until after the weekly Sabbath was over. And so the weekly Sabbath would have begun Friday at sunset. So if Jesus was on the cross Wednesday and died and was in the tomb by the time the Sabbath, the Passover Sabbath started Wednesday night, he would now have been in the tomb 2 days and two nights.
Right.
Wednesday night and Thursday night and Thursday and Friday were the days.
Yeah, I think that's, and this goes back to a basic pattern through the scriptures that we see, even from the very onset of creation.
Yeah, that's where, very good, yeah.
Where the Bible says, you know, the evening
and the morning,
were the first day, and that encompasses, you know, the full 24 hours.
Exactly.
You know, we know that there's more divisions and different watches.
Right.
But for in a general sense, the evening would be from sunset to sunrise.
Right.
And the morning would be from sunrise to sunset.
So the night and the day.
That's right. So in our mind, we always think of, you know, day and night.
Right.
Where in a Jewish the way the pattern of the Bible is, we are to think of night and day, night and day. So now that, to me, takes it from the Thursday, because we have to start with the night. Okay, let's go through that then. So then you have Jesus would have been, if Thursday was the night, all right, you would have Thursday night, you would have Friday night, you would have Saturday night. Say, okay, all right, we're getting close. All right, well, now what are the days? Now you've got Friday morning, you've had Saturday morning, you got Sunday morning, which means he wouldn't have come out till Sunday night.
When the sun came
up. Or Monday, it would be,
it would put it
to a Monday, because of
it makes it confusing, it puts another day in the wrong end, and it causes problems. So if he's on the cross on Wednesday, right. preparation of the Sabbath, dies when the Sabbath, Passover lambs are being killed, because he is our Passover yeah. lamb sacrificed for us. Then while the Passover is taking place, he's in the tomb, and he's in the tomb Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and then Saturday morning, the weekly Saturday morning, still during the Sabbath, and we're running out of time. I'm going to hurry here. So on the weekly Sabbath is going to end at Saturday at sunset.
Right.
So now Jesus would have been in the tomb 3 days and three nights. Now, doesn't the Bible say he rose the first day of the week? That means he had to rise Sunday morning, right? No. The first day of the week started when the sun set on Saturday.
Right.
I believe Jesus rose after sunset on Saturday. But I went to a passion play just this last week, and at the climax of the play, the stone rolls away and the thunder's booming and the lights are shining and the fog machines are going, and Jesus majestically strides out of the tomb when the stone is rolled away, right? That's not biblical.
That's not biblical at all.
No, no, they Jesus came, is already gone. Yeah, the women come Sunday right. morning when the sun is just coming up.
Yeah,
it's still dark. They're in a hurry to get there. They've been waiting since Friday to be there,
yeah.
and they want to take care of his body. And as they arrive, they're talking about who's going to roll the stone away. And they get there, there's an angel.
Yeah,
the angel rolls the stone away. The guards, they faint dead away. The angel rolls the stone away. Jesus doesn't come majestically striding out.
That's right.
The angel points in the tomb and says, come see the place where the Lord lay. That's what he says to the disciples. But he said, he's not here, but he's risen.
So, Brother Al, let me ask you this, because I know we only have a little bit of time
left. Matthew 28, I believe it is, yeah.
So, if Jesus was out of the tomb, why did the stone need to be rolled away?
That was to show us that the tomb was empty.
Yeah.
The stone was rolled away. I preached a message on this some years ago, not to let Jesus out, but to let us in.
That's good.
And think about this. The evening and the morning were the first day in Genesis chapter 1. The evening and the morning were the first day.
Yeah.
Jesus rose on the first day. And you know what? That was the first day of a new age, wasn't it? The age of grace.
Yeah.
The evening and the morning were the first day. They saw that he rose from the dead. The stone rolled away to let them see he appears to people. We don't have time to get into this. Maybe I will Sunday night. Maybe we'll talk about this tonight. But what happened to Jesus during that time when his body was in the tomb? And we don't have time to get into that right now, but
no,
that's an interesting
don't.
Study too. But Jesus rose the first day of the week. Remember, the evening and the morning were the first day.
That's
and in, like you brought out, keeping with that pattern set way back in Genesis,
yeah,
he arose in the evening of the first day, and in the morning, people realized up from the grave he arose with a, you know, just like yeah. the song says, the mighty triumph over his foes.
I read in a book the correlation of the evening and the morning, how you start with darkness,
mm-hmm.
but you turn
and
to
we
light.
Have light.
So you have the sunset, which is mm-hmm. the picture. The sky turns red. It's the picture of the death. You have the darkness of the night, but joy cometh in the morning. You have the sun mm-hmm. rising, which is,
well,
you know,
yeah.
the picture of Christ. He's called the sun,
yeah.
S-U-N.
Yeah. And the bright and morning star.
And the bright and morning star. And so
yeah.
even in the heavens are written
mm-hmm.
the gospel message, even from the very onset.
Well, and we just have not had time to get into the name of Easter. I'll probably talk about that Sunday
yeah,
night.
That would be a great study, yeah.
But when you think about it, the actual name Easter, and I have this on my website as well, livewithpastoral.com, the name Easter, I used to believe and teach that it was from Ishtar. And that's completely false.
Yeah.
It has to do with the German word Oster, and it traces back in its word origin to the same words that were meaning the dawn, the light starting,
yeah.
and also used as the resurrection.
Resurrection, yeah.
Easter is not a word we should be afraid of. It was actually used by Martin Luther and Tyndale and the King James translators
That's right, yeah.
to recognize the resurrection of Christ, not
yeah.
a false goddess celebration.
Right, that's good.
Hey, we're out of time right now. Pastor John Lutz, thanks for being on the program with us today. And I hope you have a blessed Easter services at your church. And we're out of time today. I hope you'll come and visit us if you don't have a place. Thanks for listening. God bless, and have a blessed Easter.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.